Guten Erev Shabbos. Parshas Vayechi. Shabbos Chazak. Chazak v'nis chazek. It's a Shabbos where one can derive chizuk. We're finishing a sefer. We're starting the sefer of Geula, sefer Shemois. We need to tap in to this Shabbos. I'm going to share with you a thought. It's a question that bothered me for years, and I found a beautiful answer. I struggled each year. Yaakov Avinu, on his deathbed, has a moment for each child, a last parting word for each child. He turns to some and says, "You're going to be a great businessman, Zvulun." He tells other sons, "They'll be leaders." And then he turns to Shimon Velevi and he tells them, "Arur Aplam Kiyaz, your hastiness when you went out and killed Shechem, cursed it shall be." And one has to wonder, he gave all of the Avos such chizuk, all of the Shvatim. He goes and he tells his children, "You're just a bunch of temperamental, hasty acting." I mean, this is chinuch. I want to answer this question with something amazing. Rashi says, what happened to Shimon and Levi? Levi works in the base of Mikdash. And Shimon, because he has such an amazing temper, he flies off the handle. "We're going to give you a good job. Not a butcher. We're going to make you Melamde Tinaikis. You will be a Rebbe for school children." You look at this Rashi and you can't believe what you're seeing. Yaakov Avinu, says Rashi, tells him, "You have a temper. You just flew off the handle. You will be the Rebbe of little kids." Mamish doesn't read. Says Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, an absolute amazing Chiddush. And he says the following. After the episode where Shimon Velevi go out and kill Shechem, Yaakov Avinu calls them in. And he files a complaint against them. And Yaakov Avinu says, "Why did you do this?" And Shimon Velevi respond with three words. "Hachazoyne yazes hachisenu? Should our sister be like a zoyne? Is she a free-for-all? Anyone could come in and take her?" And Yaakov Avinu never responds to their argument. Yaakov tells them, "What were you guys thinking? Someone takes your sister, you blow up." And Shimon Levi tells Yaakov something very, very good. They say, "Is our sister free for all?" And Yaakov never answers them. Says Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's Yaakov Avinu's answer to that ringing question? And he says something beautiful. He says, here in Parshas Vayechi is where he answers them. And he says, "Ar apam, yes, it should be cursed, your anger." But he looks at them both and he says, "But you should be the Kehanim and the Melamde Tanaikas. Because you cared." All the other brothers found out that their sister was defiled. Nothing doing. You were the only two that took matters into your own hand because you cared. So yes, he chastised them. He gave them Musar for the way they dealt. But he says, "You know who I want should be the Rebbe of my children? Do you know who I want should be the Rebbe of my child? Someone that cares. Someone who a Rebbe that will find out that my child is being bothered by someone, being bullied, or he's going through a hard time, and he will do whatever he could to do, take care of my child. That was Shimon Velevi. Yaakov answered them this week. Don't think I don't respect what you did. They said, Achazaini Yazaz, Achazaini was our sister for free for all. And Yaakov doesn't answer, because Yaakov felt they were too hasty. But here in Parshas Vayechi, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, how did he answer them? He answered them beautifully. He told them, you will be leaders in Klal Yisrael, because you care. The only way to be a true Rebbe or a Kain, someone comes in and then Navera, the Kain went and took care of him. If you don't care, don't become a Rebbe, don't become a teacher, and really, don't become a parent. I want to share with you a story that brings this out. The story took place exactly 5 years ago. Exactly. Just about a little before Hanukkah, 5 years ago, 2017. So it's a little less than 5 years. Story goes, there's a yeshiva in Ramat Shlomo in Eretz Yisrael. It is called, it's a Kiruv yeshiva called Yeshiva Pischei Olam. The Rosh Yeshiva is a Yid named Rabbi Eliyahu Feivelson. That's the name of this. I'm telling you all the details. One day a man in his 70s walked in. And he tells Rabbi Feivelson, I'd like to become a Rosh Yeshiva. A Baal Tshuva. He walks into the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm sorry. He says, I'd like to become a Baal Tshuva. Rabbi Feivelson doesn't know how to gently tell him that the average age in the yeshiva is between 25 and 30. He's a man in his 70s. He's not quite going to fit in. And he decided he's going to ask him the question that everyone here is thinking. What possessed you now, 75 years into your life, or 70 years into your life, you're becoming a Baal Tshuva now? Listen to what this man tells Rabbi Feivelson. He says, actually, the saga started 60 years ago. Okay, what happened 60 years ago? He says, my mother was a Holocaust survivor. And she moved into Eretz Yisrael. She moved back to Eretz Yisrael after the Holocaust. And she was so mad at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the Holocaust, she decided she's cutting herself off from all of Yiddishkeit. And she went, she moved to Tel Aviv, and she had nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. Unfortunately, she struggled financially terribly. And she did what many parents did back in the day. She decided she's going to send her child to an orphanage. For those of you that know, the legendary Panovich Rav built up orphanages all over Eretz Yisrael. So when these kids come, they'll have a from Torah education for free. And she says that, he says, my mother sent me to an orphanage. And my mother came to visit me a few months in. My mother saw I was wearing a kippah. She's wearing payas and tzitzis. She hit the roof and she says, money, no money, I don't care. This is the last thing I wanted. She takes her kid and rips the child out of the orphanage and takes the kid home. She goes, he'll starve to starvation. He'll die of starvation, but he's not coming to you. Anyway, she took the child back. The Panovich Rav would come once in a while to each one of the Panovich Rav would come to each one of his orphanages at different times to visit and check how they're doing. And when he came to this particular orphanage, they shared with him the story. They shared with him the story about this child, and the Panovich Rav was sick. And he decided he's going to go to this mother and ask her, maybe she'll change her mind after she had her son home for a few weeks. Goes into the house and he asks the mother, and the mother said, not a chance, get out of here, no, I'm not sending my child, nothing. I don't want anything to do with Judaism. Panovich Rav said, okay, I'm going to go. Can I ask you for a chair? I'm feeling very weak. He says, okay. She goes ahead and he sits down on a chair and he begins to cry and cry and cry. She's mama's crying. 10 minutes, bitter tears. He gets up, bids the mother and the young boy goodbye, and leaves. The young boy said, I have never, till that day, or from that day on, ever felt so loved. as those hot tears that were being cried for me. And he said, every once in a while I thought about those tears. And I said, I need to go back to the Panovitcherov's life. That's the only place I felt love. He says, it's how it got me and got me and got me. But I just turned, whatever it was, 70. And I said, that's it. If I don't do it today, it's not going to happen. Those tears that cared about me. I want to go back to the place where those tears are. And that's the yeshiva. As the story goes, he came and he was zeichet to become a Baal Tshuva. Those tears inspired. It's the care. As they say, no one care what you know, they want to know how you care. It's about that. And Shimon Velevi are the ones that cared. So Yaakov Avinu, to answer our original question, he wasn't cursing Shimon Velevi. He said, or Apam, he didn't like that they acted in haste. But he loved that they cared. Not only loved that they cared, he said, Shimon, you will be the Rabbeim of Klal Yisrael, because you care. There are Rabbeim that just teach, and there are Rabbeim that care. There are Rabbeim that love. And I mean Rabbeim, I mean Moros, whatever they may be. That's the answer Yaakov gives to Shimon Halevi. He's not telling them they're bad. He's giving Shimon Halevi their strengths. You care, and therefore you will be leaders of Klal Yisrael. Important lesson. We all are teachers. We're all, you want to know how you make an impact on a fellow Jew? Just care. Just love. And that schus will care with love. Remember this week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu wants to tell him about the Mashiach coming. He says, hey, osfu ba'gidu lachem. If you join as one, in one unit, Mashiach will come. Chazak chazak v'nis chazek means go ahead and give chizuk to your fellow Jew. And if you give chizuk to your fellow Jew, we will be zeicha, as Yaakov Avinu wanted to do, to bring the kates and to bring the gula. Have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.